Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Wednesday, March. I think it's March 29th, 2017. Hey, how you doing? Thanks for listening. I do appreciate it. Let me get my microphone here. Sorry. All right. I'm out walking the dog. So, it's the first time I've done one of these from walking the dog for a while. Actually, it's the first one I've done a podcast for quite a while. I've tried to do a couple, and I think one time I forgot to hit the record button, and one time for some reason it didn't upload. So anyways, I did want to do one just to say that I did make some portfolio allocation changes. If you follow me on Twitter, at muckdog, M-U-C-K-D-O-G, muckdog on Twitter, you know, last week I did sell down my portfolio. Basically, I am now about 60% long, so I sold 40%. And at first I thought that was a great decision, and I lamented the fact that I didn't sell more, especially coming into Monday with the futures down, the market opening up down. I thought maybe I had instrumented some piece of genius or something, but of course not. The market's been actually looking really good the last couple of days. Even with today, with the Dow down, the NASDAQ up, it still looked pretty good. So I have to say that I'm not mortified or anything, but just shows you that... just shows you it's really hard to do. It did look like it was going to break down. You know, the market started open, but had been opening up strong and selling off in the latter part of the day, and that was the case last week when I did sell some. And but I didn't miss out on too much of this latest move up. I mostly sold stuff in the NASDAQ 100, which of course has been the strongest part of the market, and it I think I'm maybe a buck down on that, but yeah. Anyways, I did sell some stocks. I just wanted to have some truth in advertising. It's, it's mosquito season here in Sacramento. There are lots of bugs out in kind of this moderate weather. Sunny. I guess we've had so much moisture that lots of mosquito breeding ground. Anyways, that's it. So I did want to talk about a couple other things, and mostly Trump land, right? Trumpisms. One was the healthcare plan that didn't pass last week, didn't pass through the House, which, you know, either Trump's some sort of mastermind that's what he meant to do, and now they'll get to tax reform, which I think is much more important. But my problem with healthcare is that, you know, the nose of the government's camel is already in the tent, in the healthcare tent. So does the camel move left? Does it move right? Does it move ahead? I think the tent is toast, right? I mean, I don't think there's a lot they can do to fix healthcare. And the more government intervention, I mean, it's just going to get more and more costly, and none of the estimates will be right. They'll always undershoot the estimate. And I think that's just kind of the course we're on right now. I don't really think it can be fixed. So I'm not sure what they're going to do. I have no idea. They'll probably end up doing something. Trump tweeted himself that if they don't do anything, it implodes. CBO didn't think so, but when's the last time the CBO been right about anything? So it looks like, you know, with premiums going up, with insurance companies dropping out of exchanges, and a lot of the country just down to one insurance company on an exchange, yeah, that's not going to last. That's not going to be pretty over the long term. And rates are going up, so we'll see what happens. I don't know. But they say they are going on to tax reform, at least prioritizing tax reform. So the question there, is it going to be tax reform or tax cuts or some combination of both? I mean, is it going to be kind of a revenue neutral thing where they're just, you know, moving the deck chairs around on the Titanic? And, you know, so your net tax really doesn't change that much. Or will it be tax cuts, which would be more stimulative to the economy and economic growth? There's all that money parked overseas. I know a lot of folks are looking for some sort of repatriation tax holiday sort of thing, so companies can bring that money back over, put it to work, stimulate the economy. We'll see how that goes, and I hope that's what they do. I mean, I really do want to see that GDP get up over 3%. You know, how are we going to pay back this national debt if we don't grow the economy, with this GDP mired down in these low numbers, 1%-ish kind of numbers? The economy really isn't growing that much. It's a lot better than a recession, that's for sure. But a lot of folks feel stuck and unable to grow. That's my thought in Trump land. Oh, he did sign some of the... Actually, one thing he did do that's good, I think, the whole EPA, you know, climate change regulations about coal and some of the other things. I think that's in the right direction. Nobody wants dirty air and dirty water, but, you know, some of these things are an overreach and a burden for companies to start out, to start their business. And you know, that hinders economic growth as well, hinders job growth, job creation. Makes it hard for companies to start. I think it reduces the incentive a lot, right? It takes away, you know, the America should be the land of the free and opportunity. And I think when you start adding all these regulations and red tape, it really takes the drive out of the people trying to make it, right? I mean, people seem to be more concerned about getting their benefits than going to work and trying to make a business and succeed. I don't know. Just my thought. Let's see what else is going on. March Madness. This time I just root for the lower seeds. So I guess I'm rooting for the Gamecocks from South Carolina. That'd be kind of cool, right? I mean, Gonzaga would be kind of cool, even though they've only lost one game at home to BYU. But we'll see. But they've, you know, made some impressive wins on the tourney. So I thought they were overrated headed in, but they proved me wrong. They proved me wrong so far. Baseball season starts next week. As a Dodger fan, a little sad to see it start without Vin Scully. He says he might not even watch the game. He's pretty busy on opening day. So we'll see, and I'm looking forward to see who the new Dodger announcer is. Not that there will be anyone who can replace Vin Scully, but I hope he starts a new 40-year tradition, another long-lived Dodger announcer who becomes a great in his own right. That would be fun for Dodger fans and for baseball, right? Anyways, well, I'm going to see if this recorded. I just wanted to basically say that I did sell down 40% of my trading portfolio, and we'll see if that works out or not. I don't have any plans of putting that back to work. I might sell a little bit more. I don't think I would sell more than down 65% maybe, so to get to 35% long. I think that would be my basement as far as equity exposure. But so right now I'm about 60% equity exposure. There you go. Hey, I hope you're having a great one. See ya. And today's music from musicathlete.com's Pod Safe Music is Ex Norwegian with Feeling It. See ya. You got a lot.